Hi, I'm Asiel the Oracle, and this is Readings for the Collective. Hi, I'm Asiel the Oracle, and this is Readings for the Collective, Episode 63. Thank you for tuning in. Let's bring awareness to the heart space and to the breath. You can always set your own intention to receive the clarity or guidance that you are seeking. And as I bring myself to the space, I do feel guided to speak about redirecting momentum. Momentum can be attributed to our most dominant thoughts, feelings, and emotions, as this is the state of being we will calibrate ourselves into, and then this would be the direction that we move towards, meaning we attract all things. The momentum is a reflection or a mirror of you. Momentum meaning the events or circumstances or feelings and emotions that you come across along your journey. And since there's only one presence active here, Mother, Father, God's will is the only will that will satisfy us, meaning we can observe the aspects of self that are in a lower vibration and reinterpret that data so we can come to a deeper understanding and be more integrated and whole, which will allow us to move forward in harmony, as the one momentum from Mother, Father, God is leading us towards our well-being. This is the force of creation. On Earth, we experience this force in many ways, through attraction and through what you call gravity. Gravity is essentially attraction. A physically focused being or a dense being or consciousness, you might say, attracting other fragments or fractals of the self. But since Mother, Father, God, Prime Creator is infinite, gravity and force does not apply to this loving presence. So when we speak about redirecting momentum, we essentially are speaking about observing the thoughts, feelings, and emotions that rise to the surface while we are at the threshold about to step into a new cycle, and be mindful and disciplined in the reflection of self, or to be reflective of the self, so that we can reinterpret the data, the feelings, the emotions, or thoughts, and this will redirect the momentum. For so long, we have identified with the memory loop, and for many of us on Earth, it does cause difficulties because there's confusion, there's distortions. So we've already been redirecting momentum every day. We've just been accidentally doing it in the direction of the memory loop because we agree with it, because it's so profound, that momentum that we speak of. You see it as reality only because there's so much momentum behind it. But the momentum behind it is essentially your thoughts, feelings, and emotions that kept calibrating you into that state of being. So this is the only reason you experience it. So it has been a theme in the collective consciousness that many brothers and sisters today are feeling really good, but they are observing or witnessing aspects of self, lower vibrational aspects of self that are rising to the surface, and then they become defeated. Me as well, I'm trying to practice this, knowing that when you calibrate yourself into a new state of being, you're strong enough to deal with your memory loop, the past momentum. And Dolores Cannon, who is now in spirit, we love you so much, Dolores. She reminded us, on Earth, we only come here to learn how to manipulate energy. And in regards to redirecting momentum, this is exactly what it is, the manipulation of energy. And how are we manipulating it? Because you are being receptive to information or data that may or may not feel good. And when it doesn't feel good, this is the manipulation required to redirect that momentum by reinterpreting the data. We speak about this often, reinterpreting your memories, the trauma, and your past grievances. So let us bring awareness to the breath. We will first discuss the idea of redirecting momentum in the individual perspective, and then touch on the redirection of momentum for the collective. I hope you feel good. I see you in the brightest light. As a multidimensional being, you as an individual are in a continuous and eternal feedback loop system with yourself. Meaning, there is only one presence active here. Some call it God. We call it Prime Creator or the I Am. And since we are on Earth, we are in the realm of existence that is the most fragmented, the furthest pinched away. So it can be confusing at times when you feel like you're doing so good, and you are. And then you find yourself focusing in the direction that don't feel so good, meaning your memory loop, it is what it is. Your stream of consciousness, your stream of thoughts, that cannot be stopped, but it can be reinterpreted. So many times you feel defeated or you get down on yourself because you keep holding yourself to the past version of you, your image of self from the memory loop. But that's not who you are anymore. It's never who you were, and you're coming to know this. So as you come to know yourself as a multidimensional being and observe the evidence that you have an ability to co-create your own experience here, all of the things in your memory bank or your database, your memory loop and your stream of consciousness, all the things that do not match where you are headed will rise to the surface. So we want you to see these uncomfortable situations where you are faced with lower vibrational memories or thoughts as a good sign. It's a good sign that you are calibrating yourself into a more refined state of being, and you have to do your inner work, meaning clearing away or dissolving any discord energy or distortions. So don't fall back into the memory loop, meaning when the memory loop arises, when you are facing past thoughts, feelings, and emotions that don't feel so good, be so mindful that you don't allow yourself to be calibrated into that state of being. This is why we tell you to be the observer, to watch yourself. If you are watching yourself more in the new knowingness of your multidimensional nature, you will know you don't need to believe every thought, feeling, or emotion that rises to the surface. When you are the observer, you're watching more instead of being impulsive, reactive. We want you to respond from a vibrational, aligned space. So as an individual, what would redirecting momentum look like? It first looks like stopping in a moment and be appreciative of how far you've come. To see all your needs will be met and they will continue to be met. This pause moment, you might say, to stop to see how far you've come, does create momentum in the direction that you're going, which is where you're naturally going. Remember, you are being ascended. We can make our experience more harmonious. Take the struggle out. So when you are stopping to appreciate how far you've come, not only are you observing the memory loop in a new interpretation, but you are also seeing yourself in a new light, coming to the end of a phase or a cycle and still being here. You made it. You survived your most difficult days and nights. You're still here. So when you stop to appreciate how far you've come, you're giving yourself a head start because you are taking in the memory loop in a more appreciative way. You're not in victimhood. You're not seeing what it did to you. You are recognizing yourself after the storm, meaning that you're brighter, more integrated, and whole because of those difficulties. So when you are reinterpreting data, it does help to stop to see how far you've come, to put yourself in gratitude and appreciation. This is to check in, to get in alignment, and then proceed. In regards to what it looks like specifically, we are not qualified to tell you what the rising to the surface of your memory loop or lower vibrational thoughts and feelings looks like. Only you know. And you know because we are still experiencing the law of polarity, so you can feel yourself being tugged or pulled in the direction that don't feel so good. but now this is the work. When you are pulled in the direction of what doesn't feel so good, this is the moment to observe. This is exactly what we speak of, that you don't need to believe that. We want you to see it as a counter response, meaning the polar opposite, but also harmonious, as a negative and positive being. Meaning when you calibrate yourself into a positive state of being and you're vibrating really high, you feel very good, you're appreciating, you're in gratitude, then yes, you're in the path of least resistance. You're in receptivity. And since you have made the decision with your own free will choice to be a deliberate creator, co-creator of your experience, Mother, Father, God never forgets your prayers or preferences. So when you are feeling very good and you're vibing really high as a fourth and fifth density being, sometimes you do attract the lower vibrational counterpart to your high vibration, because Spirit's trying to give you support to allow you to clear away any densities or residues that don't match where you're headed. Remember, we have discussed fourth dimension being the last battle zone, you might say. This is where all of your thoughts are being played out and they must be accounted for. In this realm or dimension, it is also neutral, meaning the higher realm can't see the difference in between what you want or not, because whatever you focus on, Spirit sees it as a desire. You're focusing yourself into that direction, so this is obviously what you want. And we say obviously to help you come to a new understanding in regards to fourth and fifth density. On third density, you're confused in regards to your desires and confusion. There's distortions there because as a physically focused being, you don't see how you're going to get to your end result. In the higher realm, the non-physical, when you're worried about not being able to get to the end result or how to get there, you are creating the reality that it will be difficult to get there or you won't get there, because you keep putting yourself outside of the vicinity of it by wondering or worrying how to get there. So redirecting momentum is essentially you surrendering to the only force here, the force of attraction, which is Mother, Father, God. We are all being pulled towards Source back home. But you don't need to die to reach heaven on earth, and this is what we would redirect momentum for anyway, so that you can perceive and observe around you with five sensory facts, as you call it, the indicator that you are indeed co-creating your experience, and you've been doing it this whole time. We are just supporting you as you become a more deliberate and conscious co-creator, and redirecting momentum is a big part of this. So the momentum is a calibration that has been repeated, meaning, as Abraham tells you, a belief is a thought that you keep thinking. And you are born into a default setting of division and separation as a humanoid or a human being. And your memory loop is you every day waking up repeating a thought. And then it becomes a belief because you've been looking at it so long. And once you believe it, this means you match the state of being of it. You feel like it now. And once you feel like the thought, then you will see evidence of it. So this whole time, you've been living within the momentum of your memory loop and your thoughts and belief system. If we are redirecting this momentum, what is this and what does it look like? Redirecting the momentum is to come to the higher understanding in the higher mind that only Mother, Father, God's will is here. That we have come to fulfill a very specific role which has been assigned to us and we have agreed to. And we can tune into this role assigned through our thoughts, feelings, and emotions. When we know what we don't want, you know what you do want. Meaning, your talents, your passions, and creativity is what you came for. Those are very specific actions that put you in a higher state of being. You feel very good when you're honoring your creativity. You're outside of the time loop. So redirecting momentum is essentially lining up yourself with the one will here, to give your free will to the Holy Spirit to be a follower. And you already are in the aspect of your talents and creativity, you want to do these things. They make you feel good. So Source is not having you do anything that's difficult. It's not work or even tedious. It's very easy. It's so easy you make it difficult. It's easy to redirect the momentum because now you know, as a multidimensional being, when you feel a low vibration, you are misinterpreting. And the redirection is in the reinterpretation. So what parts of your life are you sort of apprehensive or nervous about today because you keep seeing yourself look at the memory loop or deal with low vibrational feelings and emotions? We are reminding you, you are not who you used to be. You are stronger than you used to be. You are more disciplined than you used to be. You are radiating. You are brighter, more in alignment than you've ever been. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to share this message with you. We are confirming your shift into a more refined timeline where you are the deliberate creator because you are observing and reflective of the self. You're watching your thoughts, feelings, and emotions sort of like a projector. And whatever one you attach to, you agree with it. And in your agreement, you wake up every day and attach to it again because you agreed with it. And when you wake up every day and attach to it again because you agreed, eventually you will find yourself in that state of being and now it becomes a belief. Now it's true for you. But it's only true because you've calibrated yourself repetitively into the thought or feeling. So this is the redirection. To look at yourself, to watch yourself. Are you living the reality of your preference? Meaning, are you waiting to see evidence in the physical realm before you allow yourself to feel the feelings of that preferred reality? We want you to observe the feelings, thoughts, and emotions that you are currently attached to, having a clear knowing that this is what creates your experience. And do your inner work in regards to knowing, being honest with yourself when you know you are not matching the energy of your preferred reality. But there is a confusion that we are explaining here in regards to refining this subtlety. What's the subtlety? That sometimes you are vibrating so high and you are matching the feelings of your preferred reality, but then your memory loop kicks in and you find yourself looking at or focused in the direction of a lower vibrational thought or feeling. That feeling that rose to the surface when you were feeling so good was and is the indicator of your alignment, because you can't go back. You are only expanding, forever progressing. So as you redirect the memory loop or the momentum of the memory loop, it looks like you know what is true for you, meaning you're not going to believe the feelings that rise to the surface so quickly because now you know you're dealing with residue, residual 3D. Use it as a buffer to nudge you into the direction even more. Don't get defeated. Don't be down on yourself. You can never take steps backwards. You're only moving forward. And as you have agreed to experience third, fourth, and fifth density, this is part of that process. You will still be able to observe the lower vibrational aspects of self, but now, as a vibrational being and to know your connection to Source, you're going to use it in your favor by reinterpreting the low vibration and allowing it to propel you into the direction of your well-being, which is where you're headed. This is why you can still observe the lower vibrational aspects of self, because Mother, Father, God knows that you are headed towards love. You are headed towards your preferred reality. And Source can see where you are right now in relation to that end result. So it will bring things to the surface that don't match where you're headed. So be in joy and celebration that you are doing far better than you think you are. You are stronger than you think you are. In fact, we remind you, you don't remember what you are. This is part of Earth. There is no problem here, no solution to seek. We just want you to watch yourself now, observe yourself as you are being mindful to be sure that you are only attaching to data that feels good. And if you find yourself dealing with information that don't feel good, there is an opportunity for reinterpretation. Yes. to the redirection of momentum for the collective. You each represent the collective as a fractal or a fragment of the I am. The work stays the same. Your inner work will be reflected in the outer world. So the more and more you can be mindful and observe yourself going in and out of alignment, this is the calibration we speak of. Every time you come back to alignment, you're more integrated, more whole and radiant. You can't go backwards. And you do go backwards, but it's an oscillation. You only go back to retrieve data and reinterpret it to bring the more integrated version of you to the moment. So in regards to the collective, we have to step back and allow and trust all brothers and sisters exactly where they are. You are only responsible for your own alignment. But we want you to be excited and eager to see the reflection of your alignment in the world. So if you look at the world today, there can be some distortions because the collective reality, you might say, is not completely in alignment with harmony. And we can see this. We don't need to be the Captain Obvious, but look at the world. This is exactly why we don't refer to the world for the theories or the evidence of what we're doing within. You won't see it, but you will eventually see it as long as you keep doing it within, which is what you've already been doing. You've already been calibrating yourself every day into a specific reality. You've just been doing it up until now based off of the data you've been collecting in the memory loop. And we remind you, all that data is for you to be integrated and come to the opportunity to experience your unification with Source, with the I Am. Everything's working for you. Everything serves a purpose. So in regards to the collective redirection of momentum, it is happening, it is occurring, and you are responsible for it. It is you. Each time you gather here, each time you choose love, each time you are practicing in your personal life, each time you feel down in a negative vibration, all things serve a purpose. This is the journey. So there is no action required of you in regards to your responsibility to the collective. Your responsibility to the all as a multidimensional being today in this timeline is within you. This is how you affect the world or the cosmos. Whatever you do within is reflected in the outer world. So in regards to the redirection of momentum, you can see the evidence of this in the physical world. Meaning, look at the thought structures that are collapsing now. Your old ideas and belief systems that were perpetuating the illusion of division and separation. This is all being dissolved. And many brothers and sisters are having a difficult time with this transition or transmutation into a more refined timeline because we don't know who we are without the memory loop. Rather, the five senses does not know who we are without the memory loop. Since the five senses uses the data from the memory loop to construct your identity every day. You essentially are rematerializing every day into the same time-space continuum because there's so much momentum behind the data that you call memories. But if you can reinterpret the memory, you take the lessons and the essence of the data instead of identifying as the situation. So in the collective, you can see how everything that we've created that would put us in division and separation is being dissolved or crumbling. This is part of it. And if we come from the same philosophy in regards to everything working in our favor, this might be the evidence of our own inner work. Why else would we need to choose love or honor unity consciousness unless we were in a realm of existence that was not that? Love is needed where there is no love. So you are exactly where you should be. Everything is divinely perfect. This is the will of Mother Father God. Again, we are just vibing higher so we can have a more harmonious experience. So we can have fun on Earth. Fun in the journey. So the collective is perfect, and there's no need to worry or send concern, even though the world looks chaotic and in a destructive phase. It's only like this because the old paradigms, belief systems, and ideas are collapsing. So we want you to see from a different perspective in regards to the joyous occasion that you are participating in. This is what you came for, to be the perceivers of a group consciousness ascending or expanding into a higher density. And when you do this, the old density must be collapsed. This is the saying on earth that you say, out with the old, in with the new. This is the process. Individually speaking, if you can manage your alignment while the collective is going through this, you share this alignment with the collective. We tell you many times, not everyone needs to wake up for everyone to wake up. Focus on yourself, but not from the 3D perspective. There are two types of beings on your earth today. One being is focused on service to self. No problem. The other beings are focused on service to others. No problem. They both serve the Creator. Everything serves a purpose. So part of the redirection of momentum is to take yourself out of the battle. This neutralizes the energy because you're not resisting anymore, so it can't persist. You let it tire itself out, meaning your old thought systems, your old beliefs, your old feelings and emotions that you keep attaching to because they're just in your memory loop. Remove yourself from the battle by observing the data instead of identifying as it. This is how you might say the infiltrator brothers and sisters are siphoning your energy, because a lot of the ideas they put out, they just put out the idea and you run with it. Meaning, you take the idea, you attach to it in repetition, so then you accidentally will say, calibrate yourself into that state of being, and then you make it true. The collective is the only one here. There are not two creative forces in the cosmos. So a lot of the time, the old influence, you might say, of Orion and Mars was offering thought structures or ideas to the collective, and then you attached to it and ran with it because they knew they couldn't interfere with your free will. So was it free will that they offered the thought structure? No, you're a vibrational being. You're a processor of data. But with your own free will, you choose which data to attach to, and that attachment is going to calibrate you into the state of being. So choose your battles wisely. From this new knowing means be wise enough to know there are no battles here. Your only battle is within. The crossfire or the tug of war between your momentum of the memory loop and the momentum of your higher self, which is where you're going. It's inevitable. You are naturally being drawn towards your highest timeline. This is where Source wants to take you. It loves you so much. But as a humanoid, you get to choose the direction you flow based off the focus, which will give you the state of being. So we remind you in regards to the collective, it looks chaotic, but we want you to celebrate. This is the old reality collapsing right under you, as you are the volunteer group who came in to be the pioneers and the way showers of New Earth. You will be the rebuilders of the Earth. Yes, and you will be the new world leaders, meaning you are deciding the direction that the momentum will go for the collective. There are more of you, collectively speaking, individually, gathering into groups, honoring love, harmony, brotherhood, and sisterhood. This is what you naturally are. So what would the message be in regards to the collective as we are redirecting the momentum? Choose love regardless to the circumstances or situation, and know that only you manifest for you. And as you manifest for you, you naturally manifest for the collective. But since the collective is so fragmented and in the residual of the illusion of separation, we do not have the same vision in mind. We're all going in different directions. And there's only one direction to go, and that's towards Source, towards the I Am. what we call God, yes, towards love. So you're only slowing down the inevitable, pumping the brakes when you are in a continuous battle with your memory loop, meaning you have to do the work. You have to do the work. Only you can. Only you know how you feel, so only you can do the work. Your feeling is letting you know what work is needed. So don't be hard on yourself. Don't feel defeated. If you find yourself in a lower vibration or not feeling so good, remember you can't go backwards. You only feel down because you're misinterpreting the data. You're looking at it incorrectly. Everything has always been working in your favor. Everything is working for you and not against you. Only your thoughts can work against you. Because your thought is what will put you in the feeling of it, and your feeling is what attracts your experience. You are doing way better than you think. We are just here as a support and a reminder that all is well. Keep doing your work. Keep noticing when you feel down and noticing when you feel good. And appreciate both, as this is what you come for. This is the divine dance between the negative and positive. Your masculine and feminine. This is the unification process. And you can see the redirection of momentum as the unification. As your left and right hemisphere or masculine feminine aspects have their own will. This is why you feel so confused all the time, because you're pulling yourself in two directions. So today, we surrender. We give up the struggle. We give all worries and concerns to the I Am in exchange for clarity. We pray that we are disciplined and focused on our priority, which is to be the observer and a better manager of our alignment, so we can allow the residual 3D perspective to be played out on Earth. We will see it as an opportunity to integrate more data and become more whole. No more are we wondering, why me? We absolutely know now, because of me. I create my experience. I co-create my experience with Mother, Father, God. So this is why we remind you often, no one is blessed and no one is punished. The universe responds to your most dominant thoughts, and your most dominant thoughts is the momentum. So as we are redirecting momentum, essentially, this means to go within and seek out your most dominant thoughts that are not in alignment with the direction you are going. Meaning, look for the thoughts that are nurturing or perpetuating duality and division. Because this will eventually become your state of being. It's in your feedback loop system. It's just waiting for the opportunity to rise to the surface again. But now you know, as a vibrational being, that as things rise to the surface, sometimes, almost all the time, they are rising to the surface to get your attention so that you can reinterpret and calibrate yourself into a more harmonious state of being. Call upon your guides, your angelic helpers and loved ones, and ask for the guidance or the clarity that you are seeking in regards to going deep within and accessing the belief systems and the ideas that don't match the energy of where you're going. And you are going back to love, back to source, as all parts have been called home. As we come to the end of this episode, I do feel guided to share some final feelings in regards to redirecting momentum. You can never be off the path. Mother, Father, God, Prime Creator has you. You are perfect and untouched, which gives you the gift and the opportunity to experience human nature or physicality in the first place. You can't be off the path, but you can drift. Because Source loves you so much, it allows you to create your own experiences and come up with your new interpretations. But your end result is done. all paths eventually lead back to love or back to God or I am, Prime Creator. So in your negative emotion or your lower vibrational thoughts, this is the indicator that you're drifting off the path. And Mother, Father, God won't let you leave the path. This is why you feel so down when you try. And Source will never leave the path with you. This is why you feel so alone and hopeless in your despair, because you have pinched yourself outside of the vicinity of Source. So since you're always on the path and you can never be off the path, always moving in the direction towards your well-being, this essentially means there's only one momentum, one force of attraction. And you can tune into this force through your creativity, your passions, and your heart's true desire. These are the gifts from Mother, Father, God that you agree to express to and through you. So it's a gift to you from Source, because as you share your gift with the world, you become your gift to the world. We have discussed this in a past episode. So now that you know you are a data collector, meaning you don't need to feel the feeling of the data you're collecting, especially if it doesn't feel good. So if you observe the self feeling down, it's because you are not being a deliberate co-creator of your experience. You might say, accidentally allowed yourself to look in the direction of a belief or an idea that don't feel good, and you've done it long enough to put yourself in the feeling of it. Some of you might say, well, I've been feeling so good doing my inner work, I haven't felt down for years, and now I feel down. The momentum of that down energy was very strong, and Source needed you to be in a more aligned position in order to face it. So yes, you will find yourself facing some uncomfortable situations. This is why we would love for you to work with the rose quartz, or to be gentle and patient, loving with yourself as you are activating compassion. It starts with you. And as you go to this next cycle, you will be purging, meaning there are lower vibrational aspects of self and your subconscious that are waiting to rise to the surface for your reinterpretation. So you might say the hard part is over. We have let you know before, you will not be required to go through anything more difficult than you already have. And what was that difficult thing? You. The personality identity, the five senses, that creates its own will and creates distortions and discord energy. However, this is exactly what you were supposed to do. This is why we tell you all things work for you. You did exactly what you came for. You allowed yourself to be incarnated in a physical vessel. You forgot sometimes your connection to Mother, Father, God. You relied on the five senses and became enchanted with the body, pinched yourself away from the guidance. This was part of the agreement. What happens when I pinch myself away from Source? And now we know what happens. You will feel it, because Source always holds you on the path. So see the negative emotions and feelings or thoughts as buffers, putting you back into focus. It's not working against you, it never has. And really, it's never been an indicator of what you are, meaning your depression or anxiety is not you. It is an indicator you are looking in the direction that gives you depressive ideas or puts you in a state of being of anxiety. So Source knows you. It knows what you are, what you were created for, and what you came here to do. And if you drift too far away from this purpose or path, you will feel it. In your discord energy, in your depression, or your lower vibration. This is the redirecting of the momentum. This essentially means we are trying to gather all the data we have gathered up until this moment in time, not just in this experience, in all your previous fourth and fifth density experience, and we are reinterpreting all of it so it can all start flowing in the direction of our well-being, which it all already is. But when you misinterpret, you create that tug of war. That's what don't feel good. Again, there's nothing you need to do. You don't need to win the approval of Mother, Father, God. You are going. Success. Good job. Congratulations. You just happen to be the physically focused being that is a humanoid, and you can make your own decisions and choices. this is again a gift, but it don't feel good when you do this. So again, we are not asking you to do anything that you don't want to do. It's not work, it's not tedious, it's easy. Because now you know all you have to do is watch yourself more. To be more deliberate in your state of being. Taking accountability for your reality because it was attracted to you off of your state of being in response to. So we remind you always, you are perfect and untouched because you sit next to Mother Father God. And when you drift too far away from this position that you truly reside in, Source is going to let you know. So we want you to have fun in this next cycle. We want you to be eager and excited as you are coming to know yourself as a co-creator. All things are exactly as they are. Again, where you see chaos and destruction, there is divine and perfect order. Now you're just getting your distortions to line up with the order. You're putting all your thoughts, feelings, and emotions in order. And essentially, this is in love. To reinterpret the data so you can recognize and perceive the love that is surrounding you now, flowing to and through you. Yes, redirecting momentum means to step back and perceive the love around you. Because when you perceive the love around you, you calibrate yourself into that state of being, and all your distortions will be neutralized for you. Call upon your guides, your angelic helpers, and your loved ones. Call upon the I Am Presence. Give it permission to help you in all areas of your life. And feel good. That's your only job. Do whatever you need to do to feel good.